Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and it's time for part three of our special position series as we preview the Giants heading into training camp. Today, we're going to talk about the wide receivers. And with Victor Cruz back under contract, Hakeem Nicks on the mend, and Ruben Randall in year number two, the Giants could have one of the most explosive wide receiving cores in team history. Now it starts at Victor Cruz. Now, Victor actually caught more passes last year than he did in 2011. However, his yards per catch dropped by almost 50%. Now, the reason for that is because Hakeem Nicks was suffering with a knee injury, teams were able to pay extra attention to Victor Cruz. So the big play potential wasn't necessarily there. They hope when Nicks back healthy this year, Victor Cruz can not only be Mr. Reliable in the slot, but also make some big game-changing plays. And we mentioned Hakeem Nicks. Hakeem hopes to be back to the vintage Hakeem Nicks this year. Last year, he had just 50-something catches. He had just three touchdowns. Those are not Hakeem Nicks numbers. But his knee is healthy. It should be 100% by training camp. And in a contract year, Hakeem and the Giants expect him to have a monster year and once again be one of Eli Manning's number one targets and a Pro Bowl-style receiver. Finally, you have Ruben Randall. He's entering his second year. Early on in his rookie season, there were some questions raised about his work ethics, about his study habits, about whether or not he understood what it took to be successful in the NFL. But he's turned that completely around. Eli Manning is very impressed with what he's seeing out of the second-year wide receiver.
That second year, has a better feel for what's going on, what his assignments are, the ins and outs of the offense. So he's confident out there. He's got a great skill set. I think he's had a great spring. I think he's done a lot of good things, made a lot of plays for us, and I think he can be a great playmaker for us this year.
Offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride had similar glowing things to say about Ruben Randall, about how he's the first guy in all the reps during minicamp. They really think he could be poised for a breakout season. Now, one of the Giants' free agent additions was Lewis Murphy. He played for the Carolina Panthers and the Oakland Raiders. One of the fastest wide receivers in the NFL, he has big play potential as well. Now, there have been some questions about his hands and whether or not they're consistent enough. Well, so far in spring practice, we haven't seen any signs of any bad drops, which is a great sign for Lewis Murphy, who's slowly getting in tune with the offense and Eli Manning. Then you have Jarrell Jernigan. This is a make-or-break year for the Giants' third-round draft pick from a few years ago. He finally has to get on the field and prove to the Giants he can make plays in the slot and even make some plays on special teams. Unfortunately for Jarrell, he hurt his hamstring during minicamp, and he really couldn't participate. Once you get past those guys, you have a returning Giant. That's Ramses Barden. You can't teach height, but Ramses has to prove to the Giants that he can produce consistently and stay healthy. Then the Giants have some flyers on some guys to see maybe one of these young undrafted free agents, one of these free agents can step in, make some noise, and make the team. You have Kevin Hardy. You have Jeremy Horn. You have Keith Carlos, and you have Chris Adams. Four guys that are going to get some reps and have a chance to show the Giants what they can do, maybe even make the practice squad. We'll have to wait and see. That's wide receivers. The Giants should have a deep, talented, and explosive wide receiver core. Hopefully get back to that big play offense that has been a top five offense for most of Kevin Gilbride's reign as offensive coordinator. Last year, they were in the middle of the pack in terms of yards. They hope to get back into the top five, and it's really going to come down to big plays from the wide receivers. Everybody, thanks for joining us for our wide receivers preview. Coming up next, we hit tight end, where the Giants have some new faces. We'll see you then, right here on Giants.com.